He's Alex. I'm Dolly. And the dog's little lady.
Little lady, got it. You were struggling as an addict when you were raising the kids at the same time. Yeah. You were out here in the F?
Yeah, it was before I had her, but then after I had her too. See, she was born on methadone. So she was a methadone maintenance baby. But yeah, I mean, I think it's easier when you're, you know, I mean, not easier, you know, getting high or together, but when you're an addict, it's a little bit easier when you don't have children. My son was taken away from me. So, I mean, he was there, but then there was a certain period where he wasn't there neither. I gave him to my half-sister and she, or my sister, excuse me, and she gave him my half-sister. And in that time, I was arrested and I was away for almost 6 months. Thinking that I would get my act together, and I did for about 2 months, and it's really hard, especially when you're in a relationship with somebody, especially being married and you're both addicted to the same thing. It's complicated. I eventually got my son. I wound up getting pregnant with my daughter, and apparently I thought that was enough. Give it back to her now. Apparently that wasn't enough because I went back out. I want to get custody of him. I relapsed again. That's why I only had 6 months clean. But the main thing that got me together is my mother's an addict. And I didn't want to turn out like my mother. And I see myself going down that road. Yeah, I didn't want to. I was throwing away everything. I was throwing away my marriage. My husband had taken my daughter from me. You know, my little boy goes to counseling today because of it all. And I don't want that anymore. I'm only 25. I'm too young for, you know what I mean? Like, I'm too young for all the drama and the chaos, and I don't want to die. It's not for me anymore. You know what I mean? I was living a very dangerous life. Like, there was lots of times I could have been killed. I was already hurt out there, which I'm dealing
you
with
hung
now.
Up
I
water.
Go to therapy for that.
You hung up on her.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was doing one of the worst drugs you can do in the worst way. I was an IV user. It all matters, you know, it all depends on if you really want it. You know, I hit rock bottom, but I don't want to die. That's what I mean. That's, you what? You hung it up? Okay. That's my main thing. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave my children. Ready, Aunt Chrissy? All right, she'll call back. Hold the phone. When she calls, answer it. Here. You know, and I hurt him too much. You know, and I hurt my family too much, and it's just, it's too much. It's so hard to keep yourself going when you're using. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's not complicated now because I go to my clinic, I'm on methadone maintenance. I go there every single day, Monday through Sunday, faithfully, every day. And it's a pain because there's sometimes, can you stop? There's sometimes I either don't have a way to get there or I don't feel like going or just, you know, just something. But I get up and go because I know I have to. Calling for her aunt. I know if I don't go, that's where I'm going to wind up. And I don't want that either. When I first got on this clinic, I traveled 6 hours a day because I wasn't even in Philly. 6 hours a day just to get to this clinic. I was in Norristown. And this was at Germantown and Schoolhouse Lane. But, I mean, I would have traveled, you know, to 5th and to 5th just to get dope. Why not travel to get myself better? Or not better, to get myself, you know, normal. But that's what I'm doing, and so far it's working. You know, I have days where I think about using, or I have days, you know, that I see the girls out on the end. But that's my meaning. I see these girls out on the end, and they're so skinny, and, you know, they're getting in the car with whoever, and these men don't care. They don't care about these girls at all. You know, I had many a times where I was beat up. But then I had some guys that were actually like, I was like, that on the app. That's what I said when I'm dealing with them, so with that now. And you know, this man almost killed me. You know, and so much to deal with. And I think it's harder, it's harder on women than it is on men. You know, but it's also, it's easier to make money, but the addiction and the withdrawal and the pain is more severe. You know, because guys are, you know, they can cover it up or whatnot, we can't. Hello? You hung up on her again. You know, it's just a little bit more, it's more complicated on women. And what also made me want to do it is I had all my family telling me I was not going to do it. That I wasn't going to get clean and I was just going to be this and be that. And I proved everybody wrong. You know, because I'm not going to be, that life was not meant for me. I was mainly the person I went out and drank, smoked pot once in a while. Doing heroin is not who I'm supposed to be. You know, I wind up escorting and dancing and all that crap. And I got not only addicted to the drugs, but addicted to the money, addicted to sex, addicted to the lifestyle, period. And it's just too much to juggle. You know, I've actually broke down and like literally fell to my knees praying to God because I didn't want to do it no more. At one point, I felt myself starting to go crazy because day in and day out, that's where I was. Christmas morning, that's where I was. Like, it was pathetic. And it's, like, a shame. Because you can't really, you're not really going to know what it's like for a heroin addict unless you physically, mentally, and emotionally feel it. And I thought that, like when I met my husband, he was in recovery, but I wasn't. I never touched it. And I used to yell at him and curse him out and get you're dirty because you do this. I used to, you know, the girls were nasty and all. And, like, I never understood it until I became it. There's people out there, because I know many times I sat there and said, I can't do it. If somebody sees that somebody else is doing it, maybe you'll encourage them to do it. You know, I mean, I go to meetings and I speak about it and I talk to people about it. And I'm hoping one of these days, you know, somebody saved me. You know, and I'm just hoping that somebody hears something either from me or sees me and remembers me from before and, you know, well, hey, she did it, so I can do it, you know? Because every life is worth trying to save.